The views and opinions expressed on the following program are not necessarily those of the staff and management of KLAY or those who advertise their products or services on this station.
Welcome to another edition of Business in the Cloud on Clay 1180 AM. I'm David Eichner, a CPA who focuses on business software solutions. Our firm, ICANN Software Solutions, helps with Acumatica, cloud ERP implementations. We sell, we support the software, we help you get it up and running. We also sell Microsoft Dynamics, GP software, as well. So if you have outgrown your current accounting system, or maybe you're just looking to see if there's a combination of cloud apps that we can advise you and help you implement that will replace your old system and give you something that's new and fresh and going to help your business run better, give us a call or contact us off our website, www.icanncloudapps.com. The number is 253-777-0708. Today we have a guest from a company called Replexus. Our guest is Josh Rosenthal. Josh, are you on the line with us?
Sure am. Thank you for having me.
Excellent. I'm glad you could come on the show and talk to us a little bit more about what you have, the interesting story in the site that you recommended to me.
Absolutely. So Replexus deals with customer engagement for technology companies that run on the cloud, and that's why this was such a good opportunity for us to come together on the show. The company that I wanted to speak about in particular is one for landlords and tenants called movein.space. That's the URL.
Wow, that's a great URL.
Sure, now that the .space TLD is available, they made quick use of it.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
You know, what this company does is they are a walkthrough management tool, and their goal is to reduce the conflicts involving security deposits. That's why it's a great opportunity for both the renters and the landlords. When you move in and you move out of any space, you want to make sure that you do a walkthrough. And that protects you, and that protects you, the renter, and that protects you, the landlord, at the same time.
Sure.
Because you have a record of it was like that at move-in.
Yeah, I tell my my children as they've gotten older and they're now moving into places, and that's something I kind of harp on because I know my dad harped on with me is, oh, you got to make sure you document every little thing that's wrong. And you know, in the past, you'd have to write it all out, as part of a paper documentation trail. But your software does a little bit differently, doesn't it?
In fact, that's exactly right, and you've just hit upon one of the major issues. Going and taking that pen and paper, that traditional way of doing it, it lacks multimedia. You can't really include a picture with that. And also, if you're a landlord, you might have many of these walkthroughs for many of your units.
Right.
And so you have that information, and it's locked away in your filing cabinet if you're that organized. So other people say, well, just take a bunch of pictures, and that's true. But the pictures themselves lack detail of whether things are working, model numbers, serial numbers, and other tagging that you can add to each one of the items that you can review in move-in space.
Oh, okay. So you could actually put in model numbers of appliances or special equipment so that they didn't replace it with a cheaper knockoff.
That is a landlord. Exactly right.
Ah, okay.
So not only that, but it saves both parties if, and let's knock on wood, you ever end up in a dispute. People have said, well, I went there and that other party took pictures that were not the original pictures. And how do I prove that? Well, move-in space solves that because what happens is whether the landlord does the walkthrough or the tenant does the walkthrough, the report is retained on the cloud and both parties have access to it.
That's pretty cool. So I assume you're like marketing towards property management companies and landlords, probably more so than lessees, right?
Well, that's in fact the beauty of it, is it works for both parties equally. Because it's a neutral party that just says, hey, we're going to give you a real simple way of recording the location, your move-in date, your move-out date, and all of the items that you think need to be accounted for. That could be a crack that already exists in the wall. That could be that wonderful refrigerator that you have with the great ice maker included. Both parties can go and look at these reports and get reminded right before it's time to do the move-out inspection.
Ah, so you store the end of the lease date to give them a reminder.
That's exactly right.
Nice.
So we're just trying to be a neutral party and help both parties come together and agree on the condition of the place on move-in and on move-out, and hopefully have a very peaceful existence. We're trying to increase the peace.
Now, do you support video as well as photos?
In fact, that is one of the features that's coming, is we have, right now, it's currently just pictures right from your cell phone. What you'll start seeing soon are having the ability to have multiple pictures, high-resolution images, as well as video.
Okay. What about in terms of getting somehow recording agreement between both the person who's renting and the landlord?
In fact, that is one of the features that's also coming, is the ability to have that online discussion. So you can retain the discussion and be reminded when it comes to move out, what exactly was happening between the two people when you said, hey, it's working just fine, and somebody else saying, no, there's an issue here. You want to have that memorialized inside of the walkthrough, and you want to have both people being able to sign off and saying, okay, because of this discussion, we've now come to an agreement.
Yeah, I was thinking more in terms of the electronic signature part.
In fact, you're right. The ability to have that signed PDF, and keep in mind that that walkthrough report is retained as a PDF on the cloud.
Okay.
So everyone has access.
So, question, how are you marketing it?
Well, the product has just gone into beta.
Mm-hmm.
We are just beginning the marketing now. That's why this is so well-timed. And we're just starting to reach out to both landlords and tenants and say, here's something that might work for you. It's free. It's easy to use. There's nothing to install. That is, you can come from your cell phone. Just go to movein.space and / walkthrough. And have the ability to do your own walkthrough report.
Nice.
Is the
app a native app for Android or Apple operating system, iOS?
Actually, we don't use apps at all.
Oh.
So some people believe that apps are on the way out. Now, obviously, there's going to be a room for apps, for things that you use every day, all the time,
mm-hmm.
Things that require more native functionality. But one of the beauties of the way that movein.space has been designed is that there's nothing to install. So whether you go there on your cell phone and start your walkthrough right now, or whether you take it from your tablet, or whether you begin on your cell phone or tablet or just using a digital camera and then move over to your laptop, all of that information is available no matter how you want to access it.
So it must be HTML5 based, I'm assuming.
You're right. The responsive web design is crucial to having that.
All right. Can you stick around for another segment? Talk a little bit more about the product?
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right. Everyone, this is Business in the Cloud on Clay 1180 AM.
From payroll tax filing to HR solutions, Green Shades is here to help. Green Shades has developed software that handles the hassles of payroll. They do inline employee services, year-end forms, benefits, and more. There are thousands of companies around the world that use Green Shades Tax Filing Center for a wide variety of electronic tax returns because Green Shades streamlines their HR process. Find out more at greenshades.com. greenshades.com. That's greenshades.com.
Acumatica is the cloud accounting solution for your growing business. Acumatica believes you should only pay for what you use and not pay for additional user licenses as your company grows. Discover how Acumatica can help your organization run more effectively in sales, inventory management, manufacturing, project management, accounting, and all elements of your company. You can achieve your goals through workflow automation and integration with this popular modern Acumatica cloud solution. Learn more at Acumatica.com. That's Acumatica.com.
Do you need assistance finding the best business software solution for your organization? Unleash your business potential with adaptable business software tailored to your exact needs. Hi, I'm David Eichner, host of the popular radio show Business in the Cloud, and a CPA who helps people with technology. At ICANN Software Solutions, we've been helping our clients use the right technologies to run more effectively and less expensively since 1999. Contact us at ICANNCloudApps.com or call us at 253-777-0708 for a complimentary business review.
This is Terry Bradshaw. Pro football is a rough sport. For a kid with orthopedic problems, life can be even rougher. That's why Shriners Hospitals offer world-class medical care to kids with orthopedic, spinal, or severe burn problems, totally free of charge. Shriners combine leading-edge research with an outstanding teaching program. There's a Shriners Hospital helping kids from this area.
Call 1-800-237-5055 for more information. Shriners, having fun and helping kids.
Business in the Cloud on Clay 1180 AM. I'm David Eichner, a CPA who focuses on technology and business software solutions. And we advise you on what's out there. What's the kind of technology that's out there that can help make your business run better? We're talking today with Josh Rosenthal from Replexus. And he's been telling us a little bit about a new site that's it's still in beta, but it's a free site to sign up and start playing around with. And it's called movein.space. And for any of you who are landlords, who are property management owners, those types of companies, or if you're renting a place and you want to have documentation for what the status of the property was before you moved in and when you moved out, this is a great product that's been developed, and you should find out more about it. And so with that, Josh, tell us just a little bit more about, you said it was free. Is it always going to be free, or is it free just during the beta?
Great question. It's always going to be free. It runs on the freemium model. So the actions that you can take right now, mm-hmm. they're always going to be free.
Okay.
Now, in the future, there will come some premium products, some premium features that you can use. Now, this might involve the number of items. They might include the size of the high-resolution images you have, as well as things for landlords. That is, how long do you want to retain these walkthrough reports?
Gotcha. Yeah, that would make sense. You tend to... the larger organizations that are going to spend money for it, you can probably distinguish based on the number of properties or the number of reports per year or something of that nature. So, yeah, I see how you're kind of thinking on that. And then are you looking in terms of property management additional features?
And that's exactly right. So one of the things that property managers have the burden of doing is retaining records.
Mm-hmm.
And this can become a problem for everyone involved. Though large companies are known for having many units, the reality is that the majority of rental properties are owned by individuals, what some people even call amateur property managers. Somebody that had a house, they got married and they moved into a different house and they decided to rent the old one.
Yep.
Right. So those people do have a responsibility to go and retain records,
yeah.
and keeping those sometimes for years, depending on their local laws.
Right.
One thing that people will be willing to, our research has shown, something that people are willing to pay for is saying, well, of course, I have the option of just taking that PDF and keeping it on my hard drive, but I would be willing to pay for the organization that Movin.Space provides by having you retain everything on the cloud, including those high-definition images that are time-stamped in a report that in the future will have threaded conversations.
Mm. Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. So you mentioned that you have some other companies that you represent, that Replexus represents. Can you tell us a little bit about some of the other stuff you guys are doing?
Absolutely. So Replexus focuses on customer engagement, that is, the pre-sales process and the customer success process for software, especially software on the cloud.
Mm-hmm.
What that means is that we're helping companies to supplement their sales efforts by having a technical person that can also explain technical as well as business concepts at the same time. And then we help them to reduce churn by making sure that the customer not just buys the product, which is the salesperson responsibility, but also continues to use it and adopt it and hopefully spread it throughout their organization.
Sure.
In doing so, we started to work with other companies, mainly in the real estate technology space. Some people call it prop tech, RE tech, CRE tech, depending upon their industry.
Okay.
In fact, yeah, we even have a Twitter account focused just on real estate technology, and you can find it at twitter.com/realestatetech. That is real estate, T-E-K, kind of short for technology.
Right, T-E-K, okay.
Yeah. And there you can start seeing all of the cutting-edge information about different companies, those that we represent, as well as those that are just doing innovations inside of the real estate technology industry.
What are some of the other innovations that you've seen and heard about in the real estate industry?
Okay, excellent. Thank you for asking. In fact, there's a couple companies that are of interest to us. One of them is a company that currently is in beta. They have a handful of users, and they're using artificial intelligence to be able to help realtors and property managers give quick responses to people that call in with inquiries.
Mm.
That company's name is Skyler 360, Skyler360, Skyler360.com. And they have a really innovative product because the realtors have an expectation, unfairly, but it is the reality, that they need to respond almost immediately. Within minutes, that lead that has reached out to them is going to go away and go to somebody else. So what Skyler did is said, well, wait a minute. If somebody calls, whether they're calling in English and Spanish and a few other languages, let's go and get them the information they want as quickly as we can. So it actually understands the human's voice and can come back with an informative response via text. And as the prospect interacts more, you as the realtor, as the brokerage, can actually watch these people trickle through the funnel until you decide that you want to engage them personally, or until they reach a stopping point or a decision point that Skyler doesn't know how to handle. If Skyler doesn't know how to handle it, Skyler can begin to ask you questions and says, okay, agent or property manager, what should I be doing in these situations? And you have a simple response that you can give it, and then it'll never ask you again. So it learns. That's the artificial intelligence that it includes. And therefore, it's able to go and send documents without saying, okay, you're interested in this street, in this house? Great. Let me go and send you a link to the website that has information, or let me send you a link to the document that answers your question. Really innovative product. And right now, they're actually looking for one, two, or maximum three more brokerages that want to run a pilot of just about five users.
Wow.
This is Yeah, this is one of the things I think is so beautiful about the way they're doing it, is they're really taking the time to make sure that their customers have an excellent experience. So they're not even opening themselves up to mass marketing. They're saying, we want to go and choose who we want to work with, so that way they have an excellent experience going and engaging artificial intelligence to work our sales opportunities in a faster, more efficient, quantifiable way that integrates with our CRM systems right now.
So I just want to take a moment here to invite anyone to call into the show. If you have any questions for Josh today, if some of this makes sense and if you're interested in learning more, please feel free to give us a call. The dial-in number for the show is 253-584-1480. You can also text to 253-221-9777 if you have any questions and you don't really want to get on the air, but you still want to get the question answered. We love to answer questions here. So if you want to text in a message, just use that text line. Josh, tell us a little bit more about some of the other companies that you've worked with.
In fact, there's one more that I think might be appropriate for this discussion. So as we start looking at real estate technology and how everything is moving to the cloud, we started to say, well, there's a real need for security on the cloud, especially for those organizations that are using Amazon. People say, well, there's the security of the cloud, which is what Amazon is responsible for, mm-hmm. and security in the cloud, which is what any user of the Amazon services is responsible for. And far too often, people don't go and continually check to make sure that their security is in place, because things change, permissions change, and groups and roles and privileges change often. So there's a company that is open source and does a great job of providing the automated ability to check over 100 different security issues. And that's called CloudSploit. Cloud, like cloud computing, mm-hmm. and exploit, like exploitation. CloudSploit, CloudSploit.com.
Excellent. And so if somebody was interested, if there was a broker or brokerage office that was interested in participating in the Skyler program, how would they get a hold of them? Or do they call you, or what's the best way to contact someone?
Sure. In fact, that is their choice. They can go to Skyler360.com right now and go and engage with Skyler right now, mm-hmm. and they should go and mention this radio show or Reflexus. Mm-hmm. They also have the opportunity to write me directly, and that is josh.r, at Reflexus.com, replexus.com.
Awesome. So, folks, if you have an interest in this particular product and you're interested in maybe playing with it and getting some experience with it in a trial type of mode, sounds like they are looking for some people to work with to make sure the product is really well designed and is going to fit the needs of the industry. I don't know if you can hang on for another segment. We'd love to kind of get your thoughts on cloud computing and where cloud computing's going. Is that possible? Can you stay on for another quarter hour?
I would love to.
Awesome. So coming up next, more with Josh from Reflexus. This is Business in the Cloud on Clay 1180 AM.
From payroll tax filing to HR solutions, Green Shades is here to help. Green Shades has developed software that handles the hassles of payroll. They do inline employee services, year-end forms, benefits, and more. There are thousands of companies around the world that use Green Shades Tax Filing Center for a wide variety of electronic tax returns because Green Shades streamlines their HR process. Find out more at greenshades.com. That's greenshades.com.
Acumatica is the cloud accounting solution for your growing business. Acumatica believes you should only pay for what you use and not pay for additional user licenses as your company grows. Discover how Acumatica can help your organization run more effectively in sales, inventory management, manufacturing, project management, accounting, and all elements of your company. You can achieve your goals through workflow automation and integration with this popular modern Acumatica cloud solution. Learn more at Acumatica.com. That's Acumatica.com.
Do you need assistance finding the best business software solution for your organization? Unleash your business potential with adaptable business software tailored to your exact needs. Hi, I'm David Eichner, host of the popular radio show Business in the Cloud and a CPA who helps people with technology. At ICANN Software Solutions, we've been helping our clients use the right technologies to run more effectively and less expensively since 1999. Contact us at ICANNCloudApps.com or call us at 253-777-0708 for a complimentary business review.
I am State Senator Rosa Franklin. Heart disease is the number one killer of men and women in the United States. Women in government and I want to talk to you about ways to stay heart healthy. Everyone should get screened for HDL, the good cholesterol, LDL, the bad cholesterol, and triglyceride levels. I encourage you to make healthy lifestyle choices. Visit womeningovernment.org.
Business in the Cloud on Clay 1180 AM. This is David Eichner. I am a CPA who focuses on business software solutions. We focus on ERP in the cloud with Acumatica. We also have legacy support for Microsoft Dynamics products, and we ourselves went into the cloud completely a number of years ago. And so we can advise you on combinations of cloud applications as well that are going to fit your particular business needs. There are many out there, and many of them talk to each other out of the box, which is great when you are trying to have a full integrated solution and you don't want to spend a lot of money on custom programming. So we can help you pick out the right cloud apps for your organization. Feel free to check us out at www.icanncloudapps.com. You can contact us there off the website or by calling our office number 253-777-0708. We are speaking today with Josh Rosenthal from Replexus. And at this point in the show, I just wanted to kind of get your feel for where we've come with cloud applications and where you see the future with cloud applications.
I think cloud applications are going to continue to grow the way that they have been from the late 90s on till today. That is, the ability for us to access this information, the speed of the information over the air, is just increasing every day, it seems. And therefore, our ability to go and have an excellent user experience with applications that are not hosted on our device is just going to continue to improve.
Yeah.
Companies are going to continue to invest in these solutions, and they're going to increasingly rely on organizations like yours to help them understand how to make that implementation work for them. So that way, they're not wasting their budget in choosing a solution that doesn't work for them, or that people don't adopt.
Right. Right. If your employees don't use it, it's not going to do much good for you. And I think in the past, we've seen that over and over again with CRM systems. You know, big, expensive CRM systems get purchased, and then the salespeople don't use them, and you've wasted all that money. So it is really important when you're choosing technology that it is a good fit, and it really does make people's jobs easier rather than making them more difficult.
Absolutely. In fact, that's one of the benefits that cloud computing has and will continue to provide. which is that you don't need to make the same monstrous cash outlays.
Yeah.
Instead, you have that ability to go and use something and pay by the time period, pay by the usage, what some people call paying by the drink, rather than having to buy all of the infrastructure, manage all of the updates, all of the security, and in addition, manage all of the adoption, the customer success efforts.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's, it's huge. And, you know, you're starting to see, I mean, ERP systems, even ERP systems are starting to go to the subscription model of licensing so that you're not having this huge upfront cost associated with that. And that's part of the reason we became an Acumatica partner after, you know, 19 years of Microsoft Dynamics, was that Acumatica provides that capability to you know, have a year-by-year lease, essentially, of the software. So you don't have a huge capital expenditure up front. You've just got a budgeted amount each year for that software. And I particularly like Acumatica because they don't have per-user licensing. They've chosen to license on a, you know, a modular level, and you pay what you pay, and it doesn't matter if you're growing. You shouldn't be penalized for growing your company and needing more users. So from that standpoint, I really like the way that their ERP licensing works.
Absolutely. In fact, that's one of the changes that we've been seeing, and I think we'll continue to see, are companies coming up with easier and easier pricing models.
Yeah. Well, it makes sense because people want a budget, right? They want to know so they can budget for the next year or the year after, right? How much is this going to cost me? You know, I think that value of having that ability to say it's going to cost you X dollars a year. Okay, great. I'll put that in my budget, and now I'm good, right? It's the hesitancy when it's like, well, it's this amount per user, and if you need more users, it's going to go to this amount. And, you know, Microsoft Dynamics kind of falls into this problematic pricing model where, you know, you're punishing people as they need users, right? Or then people are jumping in and out trying to, oh, I need to do something, kick somebody out, you know. you get that kind of, you know, conflict going on within your organization, fighting for the resources to be able to access the software. It's just not good. And so I think you're right. I think a lot of the SaaS models, although a lot of them still are per user, many like Xero have gone to a flat amount, so that when somebody's looking at using Xero or, you know, some other type of cloud application, if they know it's going to be a fixed amount, you know, I think it makes it easier to adopt going down the road.
So you bring up an excellent point, and that is what happens when people start saying, hey, I'm being penalized for growing. Mm-hmm. Well, one thing that we see quite often and is a security violation are people sharing logins.
Yeah.
They're sharing seats.
Yep.
And all of a sudden, you don't know exactly who did what.
Yeah, that's true.
In fact, that's one of the things that I like about CloudSploit. So with CloudSploit, they start to say, well, we have to go and look at permission groups. These things are going to change. Mm-hmm. And for companies that are using Amazon Cloud, they need to start to say, well, as things change every day, groups change, features get added and removed, resources added and removed, permission groups, all of these pieces are always changing. What are we doing to make sure every day that we are not opening up ourselves for an exploitation?
Yeah.
Because keep in mind, a company that gets hacked once, they're able to say to their customers, I'm sorry, these are the things that we're doing to handle it. If you get hacked again, it's time to put your resume out there. That's a direct message to any C-level person.
Well, that would definitely get more attention based on prevention if that became the norm. I would agree with that.
In fact, that's security is one of the things that these cloud solutions offer. They're able to take so much of the effort and put the onus on them in one central location, mm-hmm. and therefore that user experience for the end user is so much easier.
Yeah.
I'm able to log in. Maybe I have two-factor authentication to go in and prove that I am who I am. And I'm in and I'm doing my work, and my work is being watched.
Yeah.
Right?
You know, a lot of these companies, people, I've sometimes kind of chuckle when people tell me, well, I'm concerned about the security on the, you know, the website. And I said, how good is your security? You know, do you have people monitoring security 24 hours a day? Do you have, you know, teams of really technical people who are really trained in security doing the security? And most of them don't, right? Most of them have a router, you know, you know, maybe a firewall. So, you know, oftentimes we get this feeling, well, because it's on-premise, it's so much more secure. But I would challenge that. I mean, I guess it depends on the organization, and you really need to check out the organization, you know, with regards to security. But when you're dealing with, you know, the really large ones like Amazon, their level of security is pretty darn good. And you can do things, you know, I've discovered, you know, sort of our procedure that we have when we help somebody implement Acumatica on Amazon is we restrict the external IP addresses that can actually connect, you know, it's to the, you know, the public IP addresses of the business building and maybe the owner's, you know, home address, IP address. So, you know, there are things you can do to help make things a lot more secure with the security groups within Amazon, I've found, or that's what we've discovered in terms of really locking it down to just a few external public IP addresses, even making it through to hit our servers.
Well, let me say this. I sit in a unique position where I'm going to companies, large and small, mm-hmm. all over the world in different industries, and engaging with them for different reasons, all involving their choice of cloud software.
Mm-hmm.
And let me say, as an industry expert in that customer engagement, whomever your customers are, and I mean you in particular, they are lucky to have you. Because it's experts that understand the software that will think ahead and think of many different aspects to the software. So many times I walk into a situation and we see a company that said, hey, we got you set up, and call us if there's a problem. But it comes to true experts that say, well, we've installed it, but we also need to think of things like security and
right.
let us lock down the IP addresses.
Right.
That shows a true expert, and that's the type of company that people should be looking to work with.
Well, I appreciate that, and thanks for the good PR on the air. you know, I'm a CPA, and part of being a CPA is that I have a moral and legal obligation to do the best and the right thing for my clients, and it puts a responsibility on me to make sure that I am aware of these types of issues and am doing the things that are going to keep my clients protected to the greatest extent that I can. And so when we started doing Acumatica consulting and helping people host on the Amazon platform, we did a lot of testing just to make sure we knew how we were going to do that and what the best processes were for that. And, you know, we came up to speed on the security groups within the Amazon environment. And for all the listeners out there, an Amazon security group is essentially a virtual firewall. It has some of the same similarities that you have where you're defining what incoming and outgoing traffic can do. And we're going to talk more about that coming up. This is Business in the Cloud on Clay 1180 AM.
From payroll, tax filing to HR solutions, Green Shades is here to help. Green Shades has developed software that handles the hassles of payroll. They do inline employee services, year-end forms, benefits, and more. There are thousands of companies around the world that use Green Shades Tax Filing Center for a wide variety of electronic tax returns because Green Shades streamlines their HR process. Find out more at greenshades.com. That's greenshades.com.
Acumatica is the cloud accounting solution for your growing business. Acumatica believes you should only pay for what you use and not pay for additional user licenses as your company grows. Discover how Acumatica can help your organization run more effectively in sales, inventory management, manufacturing, project management, accounting, and all elements of your company. You can achieve your goals through workflow automation and integration with this popular modern Acumatica cloud solution. Learn more at Acumatica.com. That's Acumatica.com.
Do you need assistance finding the best business software solution for your organization? Unleash your business potential with adaptable business software tailored to your exact needs. Hi, I'm David Eichner, host of the popular radio show Business in the Cloud, and a CPA who helps people with technology. At ICANN Software Solutions, we've been helping our clients use the right technologies to run more effectively and less expensively since 1999. Contact us at ICANNCloudApps.com or call us at 253-777-0708 for a complimentary business review.
Got your attention? Good. That was the sound of air escaping from your tires. You can lose several pounds of air a month because of changes in weather. And incorrect tire pressure is a leading cause of tire failure. We can help you travel more safely with a 5-minute monthly tire check. To learn more, visit our website at www.nhtsa.gov. Tire safety. Everything rides on it.
Business in the Cloud on Clay 1180 AM. I'm David Eichner, a CPA who focuses on business software solutions and technology for our clients. We have a website. It is www.icanncloudapps.com. And if you are interested in finding out more about what you can do with cloud-based software and how it can make your business run better, please check us out. You can check out some of the features of Acumatica. We are a certified partner for Acumatica, the cloud ERP. And if you do manufacturing, if you have service call management or route management types of functionality needed, or if you have warehouse management needs, Acumatica is a truly outstanding modern ERP system. And it has built-in integrations with shipping carriers like UPS and FedEx and the United States Postal Service so that literally you can put in an order and do a shipment record, and it will talk to the shipping organization and grab down the shipping label and the return label so you can print those out. Put the return label in the box with the product and slap the shipping label on the box, and you're good to go. But it also saves those images, so you, if you needed to reprint them, you could. It also gets back a tracking number that it stores with the sales order line item. And this is all built in out of the box. You don't have to buy anything extra. You just have to have an account with UPS or FedEx and set up your account information in Acumatica so that when you're shipping, you can actually do something all in one place for your shipping and fulfillment and have it all stored for you. And given the automation of Acumatica, that tracking number can automatically be emailed to your customers as well. This is all functionality that is out of the box, no customization needed within Acumatica. And some of the other things that it does out of the box is credit card processing with Authorize.net. So if you have Authorize.net and maybe your e-commerce site is processing with Authorize.net and gets a pre-authorization, and then if you want, you can have a piece in Acumatica, and if it's a Magento website, will automatically appear in your fulfillment system, in your manufacturing or warehouse management system of Acumatica, can be instantly aware the minute that the order takes place on your e-commerce site. That quantity available is kept in sync between your website and Acumatica. That order and its pre-authorization on the credit card can flow right into Acumatica, and when you ship it and you have fulfilled that order, then it can finish processing of that. It has that ability to interact both from a website standpoint and from within Acumatica on that credit card processing. Other features that are built in, the ability to integrate with Avalara's tax calculations. So if you have sales tax or value-added tax calculations, both on your website and within the accounting system, they can be using the same source of information for tax calculations. Makes it nice when you do that, because then you don't have different rounding, you know, from a website standpoint versus the accounting system standpoint, throwing off invoices within the accounting system. So if you're interested in finding out more about how Acumatica can automate your processes from an e-commerce to warehouse management and even manufacturing processes, feel free to give us a call, 253-777-0708, or check us out on the website, or email us at sales@icannsoftware.com. So we're talking with Josh Rosenthal from Replexus today. And Josh, tell us a little bit. I mean, how did you kind of get involved in the cloud web programming environment? What was kind of your background?
So my background is that of a person that began as a programmer. A long time ago in a previous life, I was a Sun-certified Java programmer back when that was cutting edge language.
Yeah.
And I got the chance to work with a few different really excellent companies. And during that time, I moved from being a programmer to inventing my own software, moved on to becoming an architect a technical analyst for large government ERP systems,
mm-hmm.
and then continued on to begin focusing on how all of that can be applied to the customer engagement. And that's what brought me to pre-sales and customer success, that is helping people figure out how to actually implement that software.
Mm-hmm.
That's the pre-sales. And the customer success, which is adoption and all the efforts that go into reducing churn.
Yeah, yeah, those are important parts of any kind of software implementation.
That's right. Too often I have seen organizations get sold on a solution, and the senior management says, this is what we need to do, and they roll it out, and the people weren't engaged.
Yeah.
No one really showed them how they're going to go and get so much more done, how their lives are going to be easier by using the software.
Right.
They don't even sometimes take the chance to train and just go and do some basic understanding of what can be done, hold their hand for that first step, check back with them 30 days and 90 days later.
Right.
And that's what gives engagement.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's very, very true. And without having testing environments where the end users are actually prior to going live, are actually working with the software and being trained on how to use the software, without that kind of process happening in an implementation, you're right, it's very unlikely to be successful just dumping it on people.
Right. Too often these things go and get used for that first period of time, and soon thereafter they get shelved.
Yep.
And when they get shelved, it doesn't help anyone, neither the company selling that solution or the company that has purchased and attempting to get benefit from that system.
Yeah, yeah. I worked for a company for a short period of time that had a reputation for selling stuff that they shouldn't have sold. I made the decision to start my own company at that point. I just couldn't work for another company like that. And it was the best decision I ever made. And to be able to choose a different path, to be able to choose a path of really focusing and making sure it's a good fit for someone before you sell the software. And that's been our reputation. And we focus on quality. We're not focused on quantity. And when you have quality and you have good client relationships, word of mouth gives you all the business you need. So,
absolutely. I was just going to chime in and say the exact same thing. Your reputation precedes you. Some people feel that the days of selling are over. Rather, we need to be showing ourselves as what we have expertise in.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, people will gain that information, will understand your philosophies, how it fits their business. And then when they're ready to buy, you're already in positions and you already have that relationship between.
True. Yeah. I agree completely. It's a different style of selling than has been in the past, but it really is. It's being that trusted advisor type of sale,
mm-hmm.
where you show your competency. You make sure that you understand the issue. And I've had times where I've met with people and talked with them about what they wanted. And I actually did this over the phone one time, but I had a whiteboard. So I was basically writing notes and drawing diagrams while I was talking to them and working through what their business processes were. And at the end of the conversation, I said, so let me summarize to make sure I understand. Right, and then I went to the whiteboard, and I was just kind of, you're saying that this is your business process. And I walked through on the whiteboard kind of there in the room while I was talking to them on the speakerphone. And there was this, like, stunned silence when I finished. And it was like, you're the only one we've talked to that actually understands what we do. And so the sale actually occurred pretty quickly after that. Once you take the time to really make sure that you understand and then communicate that understanding back to the client and say, okay, I understand what your problems are and what your processes are, and here's how we're going to automate them. Here's how we're going to make them better using technology. I have a passion for using technology to make things better, finding new ways to be more efficient just internally in our own organization, as well as helping other people do the same. And that's part of the reason why I have this radio show. I really enjoy talking about technologies that help businesses run better. And, we've done it internally. We went to a system where we use Xero, which is a cloud-based accounting solution. But we use FreshBooks for our billings, because billings in FreshBooks actually are better than Xero. So because they had an out-of-the-box integration, we didn't have to rekey data. All of our invoicing, both our recurring billings for software maintenance fees and the like, all happen automatically without us having to have anybody do billings. They just happen on anniversary dates. And you can actually set up a recurring billing for your time and expenses each week. So once we learned that we could do that, we set it up so all of our staff just put in their time and expenses via the FreshBooks phone app. And once that time is there in the system, at the end of each week, the system automatically bills all unbilled time and expenses. And at the same time, it creates that invoice over in Xero in the accounting system, in the AR for Xero. And then once that's done, and once they pay it, it relieves it in both places as well. So, hey, we're coming to the end of the show. I wanted to thank you for being on the show. Also want to give a shout out to everybody who likes technology in the Tacoma area. I'm going to be speaking next week at New Tech Tacoma's meeting. It's next Wednesday, and it is from, I believe it's 5 o'clock to like 7 o'clock. But it's a great place to come out and enjoy some food, enjoy maybe a beer or some other refreshment, make connections with other people in the technology industry. You can find out more at New Tech Northwest. That's New TECH Northwest, spelled out completely, .com. And the person to talk to there is Brett Green. You can email him at Brett@NewTechNorthwest.com. And thanks again for being on the show.